I don't think that the voters that are going to come out to vote on Election Day are going to see the same long lines that they saw in the last 2012 election. We had a lot of improvements that we've put in place over the years that I think are going to be very evident to our voters. One of them being the fact that we now have the electronic check-in system. It is something that we implemented in 2014, and it's going to process our voters much quicker than in the past. In terms of turnout, the typical turnout for a presidential election in Miami-Dade is somewhere between 67 and 70%, but we're all bracing across the state for a higher turnout than that. We're averaging somewhere around 80% is the anticipation. So I think that's going to probably mean between 35 and 40% of our voters taking advantage of Election Day.
You know, last week we had the two cases, two women who were caught, arrested, and charged with different cases of voter fraud. One was a Gladys Coega. She was a temporary worker for the County Elections Department, and a Tamika Kurgel, again, both accused of filling out forms for other people. How do things like that happen, and how do you try to prevent things like that happening?
In one incident, the woman worked for a third-party voter registration organization. Her job was to collect voter registration applications. She was fraudulently filling them out and submitting them to us. We saw clearly there was something that didn't seem right. We stopped. We reported it right away. The other woman, temporary elections worker, second day on the job, we had assigned her to absentee ballot opening. That was her responsibility. We had some safeguards in place that she clearly violated. We saw it right away. We stopped her in her tracks and immediately reported her to the state attorney's office. So it shows that our procedures work, our safeguards are in place, and that anybody that attempts to do anything like this is going to get caught and reported immediately.
Is there a way of being able to go back and see how much damage they may have caused?
This was a very isolated incident. It's been isolated to four ballots, and all of those are in the possession of the state attorney's office. So we know exactly what happened. We know exactly how many happened, and the state attorney's office is going to be taking it from here.
Obviously, there are people who are disenfranchised and they feel that, you know, the system doesn't work. How do you convince anybody that the counters, the counting machines, everything is working smoothly? What do you say to them?
Everything we do here is open and transparent. I welcome anybody who wants to come and see the process to do so. The procedures that we have in place are to reconcile every single thing we do here. So we know exactly how many ballots come in, how many people have gotten voter credit, how many pages have been opened, how many pages have been tabulated. So there is a paper trail for everything that happens here. We not only test our voting equipment in advance of sending it out to the field, but we also do a manual audit after every single election. So I can tell you with certainty that everything that we do here does reconcile at the end, and our voters should feel very confident about voting in Miami-Dade.
I had found a political poll. They had polled 2,000 registered voters. 40% of this particular group believe there was going to be some sort of widespread voter fraud. What do you say to voters who just don't believe in the system?
It's disappointing, really. We all work hard and take a lot of pride in what we do, and we spend our lives trying to build voter confidence. What I tell you is that with a vote-by-mail ballot, we make sure that it's the voter that voted that ballot because we compare the signature on it. If the signature doesn't match, that ballot is not going to get accepted, it's not going to get opened, and it's not going to get tabulated. So have faith in that process. At the polls, we have very extensive poll worker training. All of our equipment is tested, and we reconcile everything along with the audit that I talked about. So there is no reason that anybody should feel that there is any sort of widespread rigging. There's no proof of that, by the way. I have yet to see any proof of that. And I think that the two instances that we just spoke about show that somebody trying to add people who are dead or don't exist to the voter rolls, those types of things don't happen. Our procedures catch it.